Imagine, if you will, my friends, a sunny, crisp Saturday morning in Seattle's North End. Four mature and working women, all saddled with diminished expectations. Set off for a day trip to Laconer and Tulip Country.
Blankets in the trunk?
Check.
Chardonnay?
Check.
Condoms?
It's a pilgrimage they make every spring. A way to air out the batting of their battered city hearts and breathe in the stimulating scent of possibility and renewal. Stella and Christine have battled several rounds of cancer. And between them are missing two uteri, one breast, half a thyroid, and a pinky finger. Martha is a recent convert to diabetes and now finds her glycemic index endlessly fascinating.
How many carbs are in the Chardonnay, do you think?
Hardly any, Martha.
Only thing carb-free are the condoms. So we know who's going to be chomping down on those. Mmm, good!
Ginger, diabetes is not funny.
Ah.
Ginger, the driver of this cherry red Malibu convertible, with white walls and leather seats, has her own little health secret. A pesky macular degeneration. The slow blinding of the main focal points in her eyes. This can be a challenge for most drivers. But Ginger's got a system.
If I move my head swiftly from side to side...
Like a squirrel with ADD.
I can see quite well with my peripheral vision. At least on the freeways.
Which is the only place she drives she's never trusted surface streets.
Too much stuff in your way. Buckle in, girls. Here we go.
Goodbye, Northgate parking lot. This is so exciting.
Oh, my God. It's marvelous already. Oh, smell that sweet air.
That's the Mrs. Fields store, Stella.
Using her remarkable head-darting technique, Ginger... to Interstate 5.
Skagit Valley, here we come! I am so glad I don't have any hair.
Oh, how about a song, girls? Oh, you remember sweet Betsy from Pike, who crossed the White Prairies with her lover Ike.
All the way north, the ladies belted out songs. In the public domain. Soaking in the sunshine, leaving their credit scores, wayward children, and worries in the dust, bulleting towards that ultimate reward, the tulip fields.
Oh, pubescent bulbs of color, straight edge fields of blushing labia, red, yellow, purple, orange. Oh,
you guys know there are no blue tulips, right?
We know.
I love that. Blue is outlawed.
Nothing blue. You can't be blue today.
Anther and filament and stigma and style and ovary. Oh, big bulbous ovary.
Yeah, let's hear it for the ovary.
Yeah. Oh, Ginger, wait, wait, wait.
There's our turn, Laconer Whitey Road.
It's Whitney?
It's Whitey.
Oh, wait, slow down, Ginger.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
On a wool blanket spread over the damp alluvial soil of the Skagit bottomlands, the women drank their Chardonnay and ate daintily from a plastic tray of Whole Foods sushi. They pondered the earth's rich abundance.
Ah, I could die here.
You're not going to die, Stella.
Of course I'm going to die.
Most of these carbs are in the brown rice. The crab's pretty much all protein.
Martha added, working to bring the conversation politely back to diabetes. A breeze came up, and the tulips surrounding them shivered at the confusion and little volcanoes of fear emanating from the blankets in the midst of pure fecundity.
Just so you guys know, I've got a new lover. Her name is Wanda. She's a good driver. We're thinking of moving in together.
We know.
Oh. Okay. Good.
I don't want to go back to the city.
Who is that?
Where?
Over there in the yellow row, running towards us.
Is he waving a rat?
What's on his head?
Oh, my God. Is that?
No!
Oh, he looks pissed.
Oh, my God, you guys. I think it's Tom Robbins.
It's not Tom Robbins, Christine. Jesus, why do you think every man in LaConnor is Tom Robbins?
She's obsessed.
Well, he kind of looks like he actually could be.
He's not.
But his hair's dyed and he's got the sunglasses.
And there's a monkey on his head.
Lots of guys in LaConnor have monkeys on their heads.
Oh, man. I'm getting moist.
You're not getting moist! Now, everybody act normal.
Hey there, man with the monkey.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Just, what do you ladies think you're doing?
Having a picnic. What does it look like?
No, I'm talking about here. What are you doing here in the middle of my tulip field?
Well, it's where the tulips are.
We like to get real close.
Hi, Tom.
But you plowed that Malibu across a dozen planted rows.
Well, obviously, you didn't supply an access road.
You're supposed to have your picnics in the designated picnic areas.
Have you seen the traffic?
It's bumper to bumper.
We'd be breathing in fumes all day.
I'm moist. No, I mean, I'm Christine. Hi, Tom.
What?
You're Tom, right?
Christine.
Your name's Tom, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Tom. I told them you were Tom. I don't think you're a misogynist. In fact, I grew up reading all your books. Cowgirls, Still Life, Skinny Legs and all, and they didn't demean me at all. They understood me. And they made me wish I was a guy.
Tom, can I pet your monkey?
Look, we don't want any trouble. We just drove north on a spring day looking for a break from the damn universe.
All we want is a frickin' break, man. Can't you visualize that?
One more word and me and the monkey are gonna levitate your asses right back to I-5.
Ooh. I told you he was Tom Robbins.
Oh, jeez.
Let him levitate us, Ginger. We're in Tulip Town.
Yeah, these are the fields of possibility.
Okay, possibly Tom Robbins. Levitate away.
No, I mean it. I mean it. I will levitate you.
So go ahead.
Right now.
You can do it, Tom. I know you can. Kick our asses.
Transform me. Change my quantum physics.
And there, in that loamy soil surrounded by the expectant and vibrating tulips, a man who might possibly be Tom Robbins, hesitated slightly. As the ladies waited in heightened anticipation for this messianic event to take place.
We're ready.
All right, well, I'm older now, so...
Just do it!
Jesus Christ, you ladies are...
Strained.
Rubbed raw.
Ready for the next dimension.
You betcha.
All right, well, you asked for it.
And the man, possibly Tom Robbins, solemnly warmed up both his hips and his vocal cords with counterclockwise gonad-like rotations, wildly swinging his arms.
This is how I want to die!
Shh. Okay, ladies, get in the car.
You don't have to prove anything to us, Tom.
Get in the Malibu now!
This is it!
Everyone hold hands!
I'm so ready for magic!
And possibly Tom Robbins and his monkey began to moan and wail, ululating like Nordic nursing mothers.
Hello,
The sounds were ear-piercing and ancient, yet mysteriously ineffective. And the ladies sat in the Malibu, hands clasped in solidarity, waiting for the psychic disturbance to send that Malibu flying through the air like a motherfucker. But possibly Tom and his monkey had blown their wad.
Did we move?
No.
Not at all?
Oh, my God.
Shit, I'm sorry, ladies. I really thought that was going to work.
Oh, my God. You're not Tom Robbins.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not Tom
Robbins. He's just an ordinary Tom with a monkey. Christine, it's not the end of the world.
Hey!
Stella, who had been oddly quiet, got out of the Malibu and went up to this man who was not Tom Robbins.
I'm Stella,
she said.
Hi, Stella.
I'm gonna die soon.
All right.
I'd like to do it in your field, if you don't mind.
Stella, I actually think there are county regulations against that.
I don't care.
Well, Stella, how about you come back to my place? We can work it out.
Oh, Stella.
It's okay, guys. This is where I want to be. I can't face the North End. I need the ovaries, the labia, the...
The tulips!
Yeah.
Okay, well, goodbye, Stella.
Goodbye.
We'll quit your job for you. Thank you.
Hey, not Tom Robbins! Sorry about the tar marks and the dead tulips!
It's all good.
With that, three out of four ladies with diminished expectations, but new and profound insight, motored slowly back to Seattle, at 20 miles under the speed limit.
Hey, get us out of here! It's not important! It's not important. Nothing's important!
That's telling them, Christine!
Yeah! Nothing's important!
And found renewed enthusiasms for songs in the public domain. One evening quite early, they camped on the flat. 'Twas nearby the road on a plain shady flat. Stella, sore-footed, lay down to repose. With wonder, Tom gazed on that pike. This Sandbox Radio segment appears in the episode Spring Fever, recorded at ACT Theater in Seattle on April 27, 2015. The performance was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find live show information and download prior episodes of the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and find the podcast in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.